Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
The topic is simply the day I died. The day I died. Think of all of the fairy tales that we grew up watching and reading about as kids. Remember the jubilation in The Wizard of Oz when the Wicked Witch died? All the munchkins celebrated. They were jubilant. They were happy because she finally was destroyed after menacing them for so long. Think about the Lion King, where Scar, that evil lion, died, and when he did, the jungle was restored and everything was peaceful again. Well, when it comes to business, there is another component that has to die as well, and that component is I, that mentality that says I can do it by myself, and it's not me or we, but me. That mentality of I has got to die in order for businesses to thrive and experience extraordinary blessings and growth. Well, by the same token, my friends, we've got to outline what I's must die in order for us to achieve phenomenal success. That first I that has to die is the I of independence. Now, this one is a tough one often to explain because many people say, wait a minute, I'm an independent contractor. I run my own business. I am my own boss. I've got my own this or that. Well, think about it. We're not independent anything. We're interdependent in everything. That simply means that, yes, you may be running your own show, but think about how effective that show would be if nobody was on your team. It'd be a very small business if you didn't have a team surrounding you. So the goal is not to have independence, but to embrace the art of interdependence, which means that the eye of independence has to die. Yes, my friends, it's got to be buried, that mentality that feels like you are your own boss. Well, that sounds great when you say that word, but think of how confusing it is to say you are your own leader. No, nobody's their own leader. And in that regard, nobody is their own boss. You don't want to be a boss. You want to be a leader. You want to lead. And because of that, you also want to follow somebody. And there are two key ways to break that independent mindset and embrace and adopt the interdependent way of thinking. First, we must seek and appreciate mentorship. Remember the movie The Karate Kid, that young boy who seemed like he couldn't get anything right until he found the right mentor, someone that taught him all of the techniques of karate, and he then began to compete in tournaments. And this boy, who nobody would expect to win anything, then became excellent because he had a mentor. My friends, I challenge you, who is your mentor today? When was the last time you spoke with him or her? When was the last time you had a one-on-one conversation? And when was the last time you showed appreciation to the person who's pouring everything into you every single day or week or month, or how often it is you meet with your mentor? The second way to embrace the interdependent mentality and to kill the independent one is to invest time and resources in training. Another one of the movies I like a lot is all of the Rocky series. And Rocky was a decent fighter, but he also invested a lot of time and energy in training. At some point, he had Apollo Creed training him, and then later on in the later series, he became the trainer to somebody else. In boxing, all you see are two people in the ring, and it may seem like an individual sport, but as soon as the bell rings and the boxers go to their respective corners, they go and their trainer is right there to meet them, to give them the tips and let them know what they've got to do in order to win. Well, the way that we break the independent cycle and embrace the interdependent one is by placing an emphasis on investing in training, resources that help us grow and succeed and advance. Those are the keys. The boxer is doomed if he walks in the ring without a trainer. If we embrace the fact that business is doomed if there is no training, development, education, and engagement, those are all essentials in order to win. That I that has to die is the I of insecurity. Have you ever felt like that you were not good enough to make the presentation to the large audience or crowd? Ever feel like that you needed somebody with you all the time in order for you to excel in advance? Well, those insecurities, that I has to die. think about it. The beautiful part of a team is that everything doesn't rely on one person. Wolves and lions hunt in packs. That means that all the lions may not be equally fast or equally strong or equally cunning or even equally creative as it relates to attacking that prey, but collectively their insecurities are insignificant because they're working together as a team. And one of the ways to eliminate insecurities is through delegation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, delegation. Assessing the areas where you may not be as strong and then identifying areas where members on your team make up the slack. When that happens, then everybody can come together and work towards a common goal. That's the way that things work in life and in business. One hand washes the other and one person supports another. When you think about that delegation and making sure that people are assigned roles and responsibilities in government, the president will have a cabinet and he'll have someone who's over trade and someone who's over education and someone who's over health and human services and yet another one that's over housing and urban development. There'll be many people that take various roles because the president recognizes he doesn't have the skill set to do it on his own. My friends and neighbors, I hope that you embrace the ideology that I has got to die. The independence and insignificance that may have held many people back can be replaced with training and mentorship and delegation, and we can win, and we can win together. If you enjoyed this training segment, my friends, you'll love the online video soft skills courses offered by Success Training Institute. Contact the person who sent you this podcast and find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.